Vidhi krame namas neha mana pranaya. Raganu raga bhava mahabhava. Prema vidhi krame namas neha mana pranaya. Raganu raga bhava mahabhava. Prema vidhi krame nama sneha mana pranaya. Raganu raga bhava mahabhava.
Thank you.
Ecstatic love for God. Vidhi krame. In terms of progressive increase. Na. Name. Sneha. Affection. Mana. Abhorrence. Pranaya. Love. Raga. Attachment. Anuraga. Further attachment. Bhava. Ecstasy. Mahabhava.
Great ecstasy.
Translation. The basic aspects of prema, when gradually increasing to different states, are affection, abhorrence, love, attachment, further attachment, ecstasy, and great ecstasy. Purport. In Bhaktivedanta Sindhu 3.2.84, sneha, affection, is described as follows. Chandra chitta dravan kurban prema sneha ityiryate kshani kasyapi sneha syad visleshasya sahishnuta. That aspect of prema in which the melting of the heart for the lover is concentrated is called sneha, or affection. The symptom of such affection is that the lover cannot for a moment remain without the association of the beloved. A description of mana can be found in Madhya Lila chapter 2, verse 66. Similarly, a description of pranaya is also there. As far as raga is concerned, Bhaktivedanta Sindhu says, 3287, snehasa rago yena syat sukham dukham api putam tat sambandha lave syatra lave pyatra priti prana vyayarapi. That stage at which affection for the beloved converts unhappiness into happiness is called raga, or attachment. When one has such attachment for Krishna, he can give up his own life to satisfy his beloved Krishna. Anuraga, Bhava, and Mahabhava are described in the sixth chapter of Madhya Lila, verse 13. The purport of that verse explains Adiruddha Mahabhava. The sixth chapter of Madhya Lila. I don't think I brought some references here, though. Okay, let's go to the next verse. Joyche pija ikshu rasa gura kandasa. Sarkara shita michari utama micharya. The gradual development of love may be compared to different states of sugar. First there is the seed of sugar cane, then sugar cane, and then juice extracted from the cane. When this juice is boiled, it forms a liquid molasses. Boiled. Then a solid molasses. Then sugar, candy, rock candy, and finally, lozenges. Uttama Michi. Text 180. Esat Krishna Bhakti Rasya Shai Bhava. Esat Krishna Bhakti Rasya Shai Bhava. Shai Bhava Mile Jadi Vibhava Nubhava. All these stages combined are called sthayi bhava, or continuous love of Godhead in devotional service. In addition to these stages, there are vibhav and anubhav. It's a lot of territory for one slogan. Purport. Attachment for Krishna never wanes. It increases more and more as one attains different stages. All the stages together are called sthayi bhava, or continuous existence. The nine forms of devotional service are Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. When continuous love of Godhead is mixed with the processes of devotional service, it is called vibhava, anubhava, satvika, and vyabhichara. The devotee thus enjoys a variety of transcendental bliss. In his Amrita Pravaha Bhasha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that anubhava can be divided into 13 categories. Dancing, rolling on the ground, singing, yelling, jumping, making loud noises, yawning, heavily breathing, not caring for public opinion, discharging saliva, roaring laughter, unsteadiness, hiccuping. These are the symptoms of anubhava. Thus, the transcendental mellows are experienced in different stages. Similarly, there are many other forms of expression that have been analytically studied by the Goswamis. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami gives each and every symptom a particular name. Omajana Timananda Shyaganan Janashalaka Chatunaritangena Tasma Shri Guru Vema Chitanyama Obi Sang Kapitam Jaina Bhukale Swayam Rupa Mahyam Dadati Suratam Sikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Kapita Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagadatam Sahagana Raghunatam Nitam Tam Sajivam Satsaitam Savadu Sambadi Kanasaita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shirada Krishna Padam Sahagana Bhavita Jivishakam Vitam Chaitanya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Girada Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 We have Bhakti Bhaktivinoda Sindhu here, and I'm going to refer to some of these sections. Rupa Goswami has, we should first thank Bhavan Swami for translating this. Otherwise, we have nectar devotion. But here, it's being referred to Bhaktivinoda Sindhu, and all the details are given. Prabhupada gave the summary study. So, even without knowing Sanskrit grammar, you can see by reading these verses, many of them are quotes, but then Rupa Goswami has composed many verses that are amazing. So he was referring here to...
Mike.
What? Mike? Mike?
Yeah, please.
Okay. To these verses, Hare Krishna. In this purport, he referred to this 3287 and also, well, I'll read a few of them. And the modulus 6, and also he referred to modulus Lila, second chapter, also, chapter 2. Okay, that much I can do. Okay, here, I'll start by reading up to 87 and maybe past. And this section is the western section in the second wave. So that means this third part is the western section and this chapter 2 of that section. So here, Sneha. These things have all been described in summary here to give it in detail. So Bali Maharaj is given here, first of all, for some reason. Let's see. And then, okay, though Bali was severely cursed by Shukracharya, who was flaming with anger. And though I stole from Bali, Krishna speaking, the three worlds while playing a trick on him as Vamanavatar, and though I then criticized him for not being able to fulfill his promise, finally I bound him up with ropes made of snakes. His attachment to me increased twofold. So that's describing this raga. Yeah. So all those things were given in this verse. Gojiva Goswami Cemetery. These are the words of Krishna to Uddhava after returning from the abode of Kali. And again, this verse is quoted here, 3-84. Sandrascheta dravam purvam premasneha piryate kshanikasya pisnehasya vishleshasya sahishnita. Translation, sneha. When prema becomes extremely thick and the heart melts, it is called sneha. In this state, one cannot tolerate even a moment's separation from the Lord. Then we have a verse about the rukha. Even more examples are given. Dambena bash pambu jarashyakeshavam vikshadravachittam anushrava tava ityuchakai dharayato vichittatam chitranate daruka daruka pata. Translation, O Daruka, seeing Krishna, your heart used to turn liquid on the pretext of your gushing tears. Now in separation from Krishna, it is not astonishing that you, Daruka, have become like a doll made out of wood. Daru Kalpata. So there's a nice use of words here, that Daruka has become Daru Kalpata. Chitra Nate Daruka. Another example is given. Seeing Krishna, Uddhava offered a gift in the form of the best river of tears. Just like Gauranga Bolite Hobby's song, Narottam Das Thakur, Nayanam Gala Vishudaraya Badanga Dudaraya. So Mahaprabhu, practically he couldn't contain his emotions, but still he wrote these verses mostly for the jiva, ordinary persons in the material world. It is said that Mahaprabhu was in his household life, then when he would try to do the puja, he couldn't because his cloth would always become soaked with tears. We don't, most of us don't have that problem. We don't have this problem. We would like to have the problem. Especially when Nimai Pandit came back from the Gaya, then he exhibited so many symptoms, and they tried to put him in a bathtub full of oil and tried to administer so many Ayurvedic things, and Mother Sachi did not know. Some of the devotees came there, Gadadhar, Shivas, they said, who was it? One of them said, whatever he has, many people came, they didn't know it. They thought, give him all something, administer something. They never saw anything like that, so they had no clue. But was it Gadadhar or Shivas said, Shivas, he said, Mother Sachi, whatever he has, I want also this affliction. So he was exhibiting, Mahaprabhu was exhibiting all this Mahabhav, all the symptoms. Otherwise, those are big abstractions because we don't see anyone exhibiting. Sometimes you see something on the bottom. Even devotees last night, every time there's big hiding on. But I was laughing because I was at home, I was painting and also reading, studying, watching. Same time trying to watch the kirtan in the tent, and you see them jumping around. And this is also Anubhav symptoms. It's not Mahabhav, but still these symptoms are given. So Rupa Goswami gives, when he was speaking with that Prakashananda, Ivamrata, Sapriyana, verse in 11th canto, Ivamrata, Sapriyanama Kirtan. That holy name has to become very strong. You take a vow, you always chant, and it becomes very dear. Jatama raga chitta chitta, then the heart melts. One more he increases its chanting, then the heart melts. We don't artificially come to the stage, but one has to read the shastra and think, oh, wow, those great personalities, like my spiritual master, they have attained this stage, what to speak of. Rupa Goswami, to speak of Mahaprabhu, I should try. There's nothing really in this material world. Bhakti parasyano bhakti aranyatra chai shatma chika ekakala sabhajya mahanasya. This verse is there also. The more one develops attachment, itar raga vismaranam. The gopis in their song, they're saying like that. Suratavardhanam Shokanashanam. All just by becoming attached, Suratavardhanam, increasing your attachment, then all the mundane raga, that disappears and one develops gradually this attachment for Krishna. Vidhimar, this Vidhimar, Shithil, Ganeti, Shithil, but this is very weak. Mahaprabhu is saying in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Nahi Mora Prita, this doesn't attract me. I'm not so, well, it's okay, everybody's worshipping with incense and ringing bells. So other Vaishnava Sampradayas, they're very fixed on Vidhimar and they develop some symptoms, but Mahaprabhu is giving it very advanced course. So we should take it after so many Bahunam Janmanamati, the Gyanis, they're also meditating, oh, that's nice to study this thing, but when Vasudeva Samarche, one gets the supreme attachment to Krishna. Well, like the gopis are described here in the 29th chapter and all those chapters, this is extreme. But even then, we see that Sukadeva Goswami and Prigamaraj, while they're speaking, and Prigamaraj, imagine Prigamaraj, he hasn't eaten or slept, drank anything in so many days. But still he's noticing that the persons in the audience, they might be thinking of his Gopi Baba. It's not for them, really. It's over their head. So he was asking that, well, isn't this something immoral or something? And Sukadeva Goswami, no, Tejasyana Dosha, there's no fault in that. But he's answering so expertly all along. And even when they're discussing this very advanced topics, Gopi's attachment, saying other Gopis, they achieve liberation. He's saying that for the Gyanis who might be there. But then, of course, we have our Mahaprabhu showing the example. Sometimes he's showing different things, like when those Prakashananda and his followers, when he came in, they're thinking, oh, he's some sentimental Prakashananda. They said, oh, he's running around with all these Bhavakas. I heard he was a big pundit. Just imagine, like, you didn't have any phone to hear, oh, you know, Chaitanya was here, you know, you should check it out here, check my phone. But he was hearing something, yeah, this Nimai, and he took sannyas, and we don't know too much. We don't know why he kept Brahmachari name or anything. It's like a puzzling, but, you know, it's not a big deal. Don't worry about that. And so other devotees were becoming disturbed. But still he came back to that place and delivered all of these sannyasis. When they invited him for lunch, somehow, like Mahaprabhu's arrangement that that man came there, the household of, was he a Brahmin? Yeah, he must have. He invited to his house all the sannyasis. But he had so many followers, he must have had a big house or a big thing. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in very humbly and he sat by the washing feet, water there, and he said, Ihan Aisha, come on, what's going on? Why are you lamenting? They're thinking that he's feeling something, we don't know what. But then they were looking and thinking, wow, Mahatejo Maya. He's exhibiting. So sometimes Mahaprabhu is exhibiting this super effulgence, and they think, wow. Because they worship this Brahma. That's the thing. They like the impersonal Brahma. But when they see that, they think, wait a minute. He's a sentimental guy, but how's he exhibiting this Mahatejo Maya? They're like, wow, what's going on? So then he doesn't have to do much. He just comes, oh, but that's okay. Yeah, I can come in there. No, I'll come in now. Grab his hand. So, and the sneha is exhibited in different ways in Mahaprabhu's pastimes. We're just looking at when Mahaprabhu met with that devotee, I think in Pandrapur. Who was that devotee? He told him about his brother disappearing. He was describing that he had gone to Navadvipa one time. And he said that this Mother Sachi, she fed me. And was it Rangapur? No. The one that was there. Rangapur? Said she fed me, and she had so much sneha that she was treating all the sannyasis just like her own sons. Exactly. Sama. Exactly. There's so much sneha for Krishna, for Mahaprabhu. And there was one little boy. And then Mahaprabhu said, yes, I was a little boy, and that was my former ashrama, yeah. So the sneha is exhibited by Mother Sati and all these great devotees. When Govinda came after the disappearance of Madhavendra Puri, Govinda was sent to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Puri, then there was so much sneha that between them, and then people were astounded. And even that Bhattacharya was there then and said, well, why did Ishvara Puri accept one sudras like this Govinda? And so then Mahaprabhu said, but that's okay. My guru is Swatantra Poi. So he, what does he say? Kripa Lesha. There's not even Sneha Lesha Kripa Peksha. There's not even one trace of reliance on Vidhi when there's a question of Sneha. There's nothing like that. Because Krishna is independent and Ishvara, he's Ishvara Puri, so he's using a play on words. They're both completely independent. And therefore, then he says, Maryada Hoite Poti Sut Sneha. He said, this maryada, this awe and reverence, all this vidhi marg, whatever you want to say, it is nothing. When there's sneha, it is koti, millions of times, and it's completely independent, not dependent on anything. There's love. Sneha avalokana, of course. Mahaprabhu is glancing out, pipa avalokana, guru, sneha, with all affection, on all, equally, patra patra dita, nahi sama. He doesn't have any consideration, time, or place. And the person, patra, apatra, they can be anybody. Sri Vidha, Balakyuva, Swabara, Devai. He's distributing every single, jaham taham, every place, every person. And the result is, he's saying that they will. By this mercy, they will ajara amare. They will become ajara amare, give up old age and death. So this is this type of sneha, affection. So the spiritual masters, anugraha yeha charanti nuna. Because in the material world, everyone is bahir muk, janasya krishna, vimukasya daiva. Somehow they turn their face away. So the spiritual masters, they come at a full sneha, affection for everyone, just like their own children. Prabhupada said so many times, I gave up 3 children, but now I have, at that time he had 300. Then he got more and more. So now I have 300 children. He was seeing them all as the boys and girls, you know. Just like. He also had affection for his son. I saw Vrindavan Day. I couldn't find him in the scene. I'm wondering if he was. But interacted with Prabhupada also. So in 77 he came in, one of the pastimes that my time brings, if you remember being there 7 months, I could probably only speak for a few minutes, because Prabhupada was lying there. So recently we had the pastime, but I just remembered it now. But so when Vrindavan's day, he was selling books. He had a shop, he was selling books. So he took Prabhupada's books, and his father, okay, sure, I can sell. But he could not sell. And he was taking money. He kept taking money, like from BBT and his devotees. So Prabhupada was kind of on his case. He's saying, what is this? He asked Tamal TKG. He said, how many books has Gargamuni sold last month in the traveling party? And he said, so many thousands. So Prabhupada said, just see, they have sold so many books. And you're just simply taking more money. You haven't sold any book. Why are you taking money? So he was seeing equally and not giving special favor. And then Prabhupada said something like, still he was affectionate. Even he was trying to take care of his widow wife who was setting up. There was some problem with her living in Calcutta. So he was even affectionate also. No. But with Vrindavan, he said that, just see, you cannot even keep good health. Because Vrindavan was coughing because he smoked. But, you know, Prabhupada's words were subtle. But But he understood, you cannot keep good health like that. But I am leaving you so many rupees every month, so you will not starve in the street. I remember, you will not starve in the street. Prabhupada was affectionate. But when Vrindavan Day, he would bring some, make some friend or talk to someone in the temple where he's staying at sometimes, he would say, stay in the Krishna bar. He would want to bring, you know, I don't know, to impress that he's Prabhupada's son, but he would just buy him some restaurant. So when Prabhupada heard about it, he said, no, cannot do that. Who does he think he is? He can eat there, that's okay, but he cannot just buy everyone. Also, he wanted to get picked up by car. He came one time to Mathura train station. Prabhupada heard about it and said, no, he can take Tonga like everybody else. Prabhupada was seeing equally affectionate. Kind of wasted his energy just on that, but of course he took sannyas, so he had some affection, but not unequal, always somewhat chipped up. So I'm going to get up and read a couple of verses. Though extremely terrified of the snake Takshaka, Parikshit, son of Uttara, it says extremely terrified. This is one of the Goswami writing it. Gorarapi Bhujaga Vish Takshaka. In other places we hear that Rikkanmar said, Tamopayatam Kateyantu Vipra Dashatkalam Gayatri. It's okay, let the snake bite me, but here he's just making one verse. Let's see what it is. Extremely terrified of the snake Takshaka, Parikshit, son of Uttarag, giving up his great kingdom and undertaking the extreme vow of fasting till death, became most blissful. So he was terrified, but in the beginning, after that, no. Because he was drinking the nectar of Krishna's passion. Jiva Goswami says, in this example, Parikshit derived the greatest bliss simply by Krishna's appearance through hearing his pastimes. How much more bliss there would be then by Krishna's direct presence? Prajya means great. Prayacharya means a vow of fasting till death. Autare yasya means of the son of Uttara, Parikshit. This example also shows that without the relationship with Krishna, through hearing his pastimes, there would be complete misery. Okay, so there was reference here to the second chapter. This is like when Krishnas Kaviraj was writing these chapters, if you remember, he was giving some like summary because he did not know. He literally said, I am writing, I'm an old man, something may happen anytime. So he was kind of cramming stuff. Then he gave more and more. Lucky for us. Although he says that he could have given much more. Then we have to think, my God. So even Srila Bhakti Sanatana was lamenting Prabhupada said that there were other books and there was more. Still, he wrote so many things, 12,000 verses. So it was referenced text 66, but the whole section is showing the chapter, ecstatic manifestation of Lord Chaitanya. So it gives us an idea of what's going on here. Now let me look at the pictures. The way I'm looking at the pictures, because I was there when we painted it, gives me an idea of it. Gives me an idea of what we were doing here. Because two books had come out when we did this marathon, famous marathon. There were already two Chaitanya Charitamritas that came out. I think it was the Madhya one. And the Adi one. I think it had already come out. So the 17-book marathon means that we did the fifth can of two books also. 15 cc's and two Bhagavatams. Okay, so here we have some really, really good stuff. Krishna Karmamrita, Mahaprabhu is chanting in ecstasy. So, but here the reference is, you can't really find a bad place, but these are some of the symptoms. Because of the various kinds of ecstasy, contradictory states of mind occurred, and this resulted in a great fight between different types of ecstasy. See, in the material world, somebody's lucky if they attain spiritual ecstasy, something, a glimmer we're praying for, just a tiny lesha, a fragment of mercy. Keep up in Dubia, please give me one drop. Mahaprabhu is overwhelmed by every type of ecstasy. So our only business is to hear about what he's experiencing. And we're very fortunate that Krishna's Kaviraj is described. Other places it's described. And Prabhupada Saraswati is described. Vrindavan Das, different great personalities. So there's a great fight between different types of ecstasy. Otsukya, Chapalya, Dainya, Rosha, Marsha, Adi, Shainya, Preman, Mada, Shobara, Karan. This Rosha, Marsha is anger and impatience. Anxiety, impotence. Imagine, impotence. What is that? Bhavi. Dainya, all humility. It says impotence. I don't see what it is. Madness. Premon Mada. Vishesha. What does it say about the six Goswamis? Vivas. They were overwhelmed. Premon Mada Visheshatma. There's so many things about madness. Madati Mata. The Goswami says, Bhuvivulatamanatamanibhashama. We won't care what anyone says outside. Lokabhaya means the ordinary, bhaya means external, they're outside, caught up in the material energy. They might see the devotees on Harinam. There's still many devotees, they don't like to do the Harinam. They feel like, wow, I'm glad to see you. Why would you care? I mean, from one day one, most of us were doing the Harinam. I don't see why anyone would be worried about that. So, but we exhibit, you know, people, new devotees, jumping around, mad, they just, you know, what to speak of Rupa Goswami, Six Goswami, Vishada, Mishesha, Jasaya, Goshko, Premato, they're overwhelmed, sometimes described like those, Evad, Hey, Vajadevi, Hey, Nandu, where are you? Radhakun, Vipate, you there, Radhakun. They're running like mad, so we follow in the footsteps. Otherwise, Krishna's Kaviraj has that verse that Yoganamatam Bhuvanam Dayalo Logayam Aprakam. That everyone in the material world is more or less mad Gyanamatam. They're mad by speculating. So, Prabhupada had that booklet, who is crazy, who's mad? Either you're mad by the material moho, gone. Mad by the external energy, or by the internal focus. So one of them or another, since we have to be madmen, Mahaprabhu is acting like a madman. Advaita Acharya sent one note, a mysterious note. Sri Damodar understood that. You tell Mahaprabhu that he's acting like, who's acting like a madman, that Advaita Acharya is also acting like a madman, that there's no more rice available in the marketplace.
What is that? No more rice.
Can you imagine India 500 years ago, no rice? There were no British there to steal it or anybody to create a market where everyone starved. But there's no rice available in the marketplace. Sometimes a Brahmin calls the deity and to come, especially the Durga Puja. And then they submerge the deity to get rid of the deity. So Sri Ramana understood that Mahaprabhu will soon leave his pastime. But, so, Mahaprabhu was a madman, just like Prakashananda was saying. He's acting Babu Kirasani. He's going with all these madmen, but he's supposed to be a big punk. I don't understand it. No, but that you have to understand. Mahaprabhu is so infected with prema, the highest. He's fainting even when he came first time to Puri. Those guards, what do they know? They want to come with sticks and beat you. You're lying down, don't lie down there. Hey, Sarvabhauma said, no, don't touch him. What is this? But at least he was such a gani that he knew that there's... First he tested his breathing. Oh, the breathing, there's something going on here. He's not dead. And he understood, even in his gan, that there's some high symptom here. You know, he understood that. He's the greatest pundit. So he took him to his house. Mahaprabhu is showing this symptom of total humility. Yes, you can speak, please, something. I'm a young sannyasi. You please tell me about this Vedanta Sutra. We sat for 7 days and you don't understand it? No, I think I understand, but maybe your explanation is not right. So there's so many things. Anyway, madness of love. So Rupa Goswami says, we don't care for outsiders. Why? We're exhibiting hasyatiko, rodhiki, rauti, laughing, hase, nachi, guy. All those things described over and over again. Laughing like madman and guy. What is that person? I love his canto. Fakshit, rudhiki. Sometimes the devotee is singing, dancing, sometimes he's whatever, playing an instrument, so acting mad. Even that was yesterday, I saw some on the live streaming that Vishambar was yelling. he was oh, suddenly he stood up and he was just screaming like a madman. And Danya was sitting in back watching him. They were exhibiting this. He was just sitting laughing. Wow, he's acting. Yeah. Okay, so here in the purport. Bhaktivinoda Sindhu, it is stated that when similar ecstasies from separate causes meet, they're called surup sandhi. And when opposing elements meet, whether they arise from common cause or different causes, that is called Bina Rupa Sandhi, the meeting of contradictory ecstasy. The simultaneous joining of different ecstasies, fear, happiness, regret, and happiness, is called Nidhi, Sandhi. The word Shabalya refers to different types of ecstatic symptoms combined together, like pride, despondency, humility, remembrance, doubt, impatience, caused by insult, fear, disappointment, patience, eagerness. The friction that occurs when these combine is called shabalya. Similarly, when the desire to see the object is very prominent and one is unable to tolerate any delay in seeing the desired object, the incapability is called autsukya, or eagerness. If such eagerness is present, one's mouth dries up, he becomes restless. He also becomes full of anxiety, and hard breathing and patience are observed. Similarly, the lightness of heart caused by strong attachment, strong agitation of the mind is called impotence, chapalya. Failure of judgment, misuse of words, obstinate activities, devoid of anxiety are observed. Similarly, when one becomes too angry at the other party, offensive and abominable speech occurs. This anger is called rosha. When one becomes impatient due to being scolded or insulted, the resultant state of mind is called amarsha. In this state of mind, one perspires, acquires a headache, fades in bodily color, and experiences anxiety and urge to search out the remedy. The bearing of a grudge, aversion, and chastisement are all visible symptoms. So things are done. This is the Goloka, actually. It's describing these things are going in the Goloka, nothing to do with anything material. These are all perverted reflections. This is the diverted reflection here from the banyan tree. So sometimes we joke if somebody gets angry or does something crazy, some devotees, you know, often they'll do something crazy. It's not always because they're in the local consciousness. But we see it like that. It's extreme. But you can see Nityananda. Even Mahaprabhu was chastising, what are you doing? Don't go naked here, this is crazy, put this on. And he would simply say, oh, I can eat now? There's nothing to do with what? Putting it, he's naked. And Mahaprabhu was saying, don't go naked here, it's crazy.
This is very bad.
Or when Advaitacharya is having a mock battle, like an argument with Nithai. They're sitting in. Finally, Nithyananda is throwing some rice all over. You are a smarter Brahmana. I don't care for you. And some people, but Kaviraj Goswami has to caution people. They might read this, they get a book in the street, or they can be so far, you know, not on the radar screen of what's going on, because we give out books everywhere. They might read that. First thing, imagine he opens it up and says, these guys are fighting. These are supposed to be like some saints or some wild, religious people. So he's cautioning most all the time that don't think this is Monday, not Monday. Okay, so we'll end there and comment.
So one small question, Prabhuji. When you say, like, when I go to the
microphone.
So when you say that when you see the images, like, you know, with the pictures, you go back in time. So did you show that pictures when you, like, you know, draw them and to show to Prabhupada?
Did
every time? Yeah, every time.
Yeah, we showed whenever he was it wasn't always there when we were painting, but we would send sketches to see if he did okay or not. Sometimes we don't catch Prabhupada, he's driving too much. So we make some mistake in the painting. But I was checking this because trying to remember which books came out, but I think the module one came out. This is module second book. This is Chad. These are the. This is chapter one. This is chapter one. Yeah. So maybe this came out. I didn't know this already. Forgot. So I was just trying to remind myself. I know two of the books came out, and then we had probably on the morning walk. You know the history. And we were like, the BBT was 17 books behind. 17 books that Prabhupada was ahead. He was translating, and they were ready to be printed anytime. But the devotees were so far behind. 17 books behind. So Prabhupada said, why are they so far behind? And then Rameshwar and this other Radhabalava, they had one, they dropped behind in the morning walk. This was in Santa Monica, you know, LA. And the Prabhupada said, you're so far behind, you must, you know, catch up like that. Exact words, I forgot. So then he said, then Ramachar came and said, Prabhupada, we think we can do a book every 2 months. And Prabhupada said, nah, that's nonsense. You do all 17 books in 2 months. Their brains were like spinning. Because they're sneha, they love Prabhupada, they want to do, they're afraid of Prabhupada, they won't give us any affection, we have to do this. In fact, first thing,
didn't Ramachar say that's impossible?
Impossible, I just said that. He said, no, Prabhupada, that's impossible. If anyone knows Ramachar, that's impossible. Anyway, he said, it's impossible, Prabhupada said. Impossible is a word in the fool's dictionary. And then, oh my God. So all night, I didn't paint all night, but we were painting. I think there was more pressure on us. Somehow we did. I think it was more like 9, 10 weeks, but maybe. So it can be done. I mean, Prabhupada is doing so much. He looks like he's not doing anything, right? Karmanya karma, yapasya, karma. You see Prabhupada, he's relaxing sometimes, taking sun, getting massage, getting prasada, nobody's there. He's very. But at night, I was guarding Prabhupada translating in Mayapur in Lotus Building, and I'm tired, and you know, what am I tired for? I'm sleeping, Prabhupada's translating, and he was translating the infinite, and at that time he was doing the Antas 20, the last chapter, last two chapters. Very intimate thing, that story about the sonnet, about the Advaitacharya as a madman, that he was translating, and I was just, the first time we're hearing it, and I was sitting on my sleeping bag, ready to go to sleep. It's late at night, 10:30, 11. And Prabhupada's doing that. I'm thinking, oh, it's amazing. And still, even though it was so amazing, I still felt it. And Prabhupada, oh. Like one time, Prabhupada called Guru Kripa into his room in Hawaii. 1 o'clock in the morning, he just rang the bell, and he came in like that. And he said, Prabhupada, yeah, He said, so what are you doing? He said,
I was sleeping.
Why were you sleeping? Well, it's 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning. And
he says, 1 o'clock for me too.
Yeah, probably translating the point.
So you're a pure devotee. Why you are not pure devotee?
That's the conversation, right? He said, well, you're a pure devotee. Why aren't you pure? The Guru Kripa was a tough guy. I mean, even when he was 4 years old, he was put in some delinquent home. You know? He was such a tough guy, even at 5 years, told me, 4 or 5 years old. And he came to the temple and he was going to like break the window in the San Francisco temple. And then Jayananda saw him and preached to him and he saw him to see. He came to break the window and Jayananda preached to him and he became a son. Anything else? So you want to be tough, so Prabhupada's tougher than you, much more.
You mentioned that last night, you know, experiencing Anubhava, you know, because it was really so amazing that I couldn't help but think of the kirtan that, you know, Narottam and his associates had, Lord Chaitanya actually appeared, because it felt like, I mean, the deities were there, but it felt like Lord Chaitanya and Vachananda were present. It was so ecstatic. So, is that Anubhava?
That's something.
Anubhava, the word Anubhava doesn't mean automatically comes. You are intentionally trying to display that. I want to dance.
Yeah.
Sattibhava is opposite. Sattibhava manifests in your body. You are doing nothing. Just like Arjuna, he was trembling. Hair standing. He did not try to do that. It's automatically.
The devotees were crying and laughing and
yeah, these are intentional.
But they're semi-intentional. I mean, they didn't think, they're not like thinking, oh, let me laugh now.
No, yeah, it's not like that. It's spontaneous.
Because these bhavs has to appear when you are in contact with Shuddha Sapta. Without Shuddha Sapta, these bhavs will be imitation, nonsense.
You mean Satyaka?
Possible. I don't know who is who.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, according to Rupa Goswami,
you mean the Anubhava has to appear in Siddha Sattva
also? All those.
Yeah.
All those. Sai Bhava. Sai Bhava is the foundation of all the Bhava. Sai Bhava is who you are. But Sai Bhava only manifests when you are in contact, transcend the three modes and come to Siddha Sattva.
Okay, we got to get ready for the Hari
Nam. Next time.
We got to get ready. We got 10 minutes, 15.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hare
Krishna. Yes, you get one of these. Not every day. Come and do it. Nice class. It's actually improved. You're improved.